Welcome to Midnight Matinee, your weekly sojourn into the world of cinema, where tonight we will be watching the old religious puppetoon claymation thing, art cloaky production, Davy and Goliath. So sit back, put on your religion caps, and get ready.
Play with us. Hey there, what's your name?
Teddy. What's yours?
I'm Davy. Why don't you come over and play?
Maybe I will.
Come on, Davy. We're going to play ball.
Just a minute. We'll be right there. Come on, Teddy.
We're all set. I got the bat.
I've got the glove.
Davy and Tom choose.
Yeah!
Davy has the first choice. Let's see. I choose Jimmy.
It's your turn, Tom.
I'll take Jack. Who shall I choose next, Jimmy?
Well, Donald is the best hitter, but then there's Kenny.
Come on, Teddy, I choose you.
You're doing great, Davy. Just one more out, but we can't let Tom get on base. He's due for a hit.
Just two more like that, Davy.
Good work, Davy.
Don't worry, you won't miss this one, Tom.
Oh, do you suppose Teddy can catch it?
I don't know.
He's the only one who's got a chance. Oh, no, he lost it.
We won! them.
Boy, they're neat and real sharp.
I bet they're fast.
Well, let's try them out.
I can't. Mother says I shouldn't. She said the ice wasn't strong enough.
Well, anyway, we could go look at the pond. Come on.
I don't know, Davy.
Well, I don't see how we can break any ice just looking. Let's go.
I don't know, Davy.
Well, I don't see how we can break any ice just looking. Let's go.
I don't know, Davy.
Well, I don't see how we can break any ice just looking. Let's go.
It looks frozen all over.
But maybe it's not thick enough.
Here, I'll try it. The ice is thick enough. Swell for skating.
I don't know,
baby.
The
ice wasn't...
Hello?
Hello, this is Mrs. Hansen. Are Jimmy and Davy there?
No, Jimmy went skating. Davy's probably with him.
Oh, do you think the ice is safe yet?
Well, I hadn't thought of it.
I'd better drive over to the pond.
I hope they're all right.
Brace you to that stick, Davy.
Okay, you say when.
Ready? One, two, three, go.
She said the ice wasn't strong enough. I don't see how we can break any ice just looking. She said the ice wasn't strong enough. I don't see how we can break any ice just looking. How do you like them?
Boy, they're neat.
How do you like them?
Boy, they're neat.
How do you like them?
Boy, they're neat. And real sharp.
I bet they're fast.
Well, let's try them out.
I can't. Mother says I shouldn't.
I don't know, Davy.
I bet they're fast.
I don't know, Davy. I don't know, Davy. I don't know, Davy.
I don't see how we can break any ice just looking.
I don't know, Davy.
Let's get those clothes off at once.
Sex.
Mother?
Yes, Davy?
Aren't you mad? Aren't you going to punish me?
Davy, I was very worried about you. But I guess now I'm more thankful that you're home safe.
But I disobeyed you, and I'm sorry.
Sex.
You told me not to go on the ice, and I did.
We both know that you did wrong, that you disobeyed. But I love you so much that I forgive you.
Sex.
Just like the time when you said God loves us and wants us to love others enough to forgive them.
Exactly.
I'm sorry I made you worry. I'll try not to disobey you anymore.
Good. Now, how would you like some cocoa?
Good. May I have some cake, too?
Sex.
All right. Here, Dick. Drink this and you'll feel much better.
I'll get some for Goliath.
I'm not so sure Goliath likes cocoa.
You better blow on it. It's hot.
Sex. Sex. Sex.
Good night, Davy.
Good night, Mom. Night, Davy. Goliath, aren't we lucky to have people who love us and forgive us?
Sex.
Well, I still don't like cocoa, but I guess I like the loving part.
Sex. Sex.
Attention, I almost hit you.
Grown-ups sure get upset easy. Grown-ups sure don't have any sense of humor. Grown-ups are always sore about something.
But where's your head? You knew the door wasn't green anymore. Didn't you smell it?
Why do grown-ups pick on kids all the time?
We're trying to help you grow up. Teach you to accept responsibility.
Yeah, sure. Boy, they sure can criticize.
And make long speeches.
I sure do get tired of, this is for your own good. They just don't want kids to have any fun. Didn't I tell you to be careful of that can?
Pull it off! Phew.
Why don't you ever listen? It's for your own good, but oh no, you think you know everything.
You don't want me to have any fun, that's what. People don't know what it's like to be a dog. Keep off the what, Davy?
Dopey. It says grown-ups are always sore about something.
Have you seen what's in that room? Take a look.
Hey. Golly, look at that. What is that place?
Do things like that really live?
See, grown-ups don't want us to have any fun. Let's go see this one till they leave. Come on, let's go. It worked. Everyone's leaving.
I don't know if I want to be alone in here.
Let's go see that big dinosaur.
I don't know, Davy.
Ah, come on. Gee, I feel the size of a peanut in here.
Somebody just made him up.
Gee, I wonder if I could climb him.
I could.
Bet you couldn't.
Bet I could.
I dare you.
Who's afraid of a dinosaur?
But where did... Oh, no. Boy, can you hang on till I get a ladder?
I think so. God, we thank you for this food. And please help me to listen to you and to everyone else that knows more than I do. What's the matter with Goliath?
I don't know, Davy.
We're trying to help you grow up.
Grown-ups are always sore about something.
Where's your head?
Why do grown-ups pick on kids all the time?
You knew the door wasn't green anymore. We're trying to help you grow up. Didn't you smell it?
Why do grown-ups pick on kids all the time?
Didn't you smell it?
God loves us and wants us to love others enough to forgive them.
Exactly.
You mean Mom?
She loves me, but I didn't mean her. God loves you and me, Davy, no matter how much trouble we cause him. And he wants us to love Barney the same way.
I'm sorry.
I guess God would forgive him.
Why?
Because, well, he would still love him.
Even after that mean trick?
Even after that mean trick.
Does that mean we have to forgive him?
God wants us to.
Daddy, is God in all those churches?
Yes.
At the same time?
Yes, God is everywhere.
That's impossible.
Nothing's impossible with God.
You mean God's there, and there, and here?
Everywhere.
Don't blame God, Davy. It wasn't his fault.
God let me do it.
What God lets you do is decide for yourself what you will do. You're not a puppet with strings tied to you.
No.
So God doesn't make you do anything. He wants you to decide for yourself.
It sure feels good to be back together.
God takes good care of us.
Dad, do people ever get separated from God?
Yes, and God looks for us.
The way you look for me?
Exactly the same way.
A funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way,
If you see your mom this weekend, you can be sure and tell her.
I don't know, Davy.
God loves you and me, Davy, no matter how much trouble you cause him. God loves you and me, Davy, no matter how much trouble you cause him.
Don't blame God, Davy. It wasn't his fault.
God let me do it.
God loves you and me, Davy, no matter how much trouble we cause him.
That's impossible. Nothing's impossible with God. That's impossible. Nothing's impossible with God.
God loves you and me, Davy.
Nothing's impossible with God. That's impossible. Nothing's impossible with God. God let me do it. Nothing's impossible with God. God let me do it.
Don't blame God, Davy. It wasn't his fault.
God let me do it. That's impossible. God let me do it.
Don't blame God, Davy. It wasn't his fault.
God loves you and me, Davy, no matter how much trouble we cause him.
Nothing's impossible with God.
You're not a puppet with strings tied to you.
Nothing's impossible with God.
You're not a puppet with strings tied to you.
Nothing's impossible with God. God let me do it. Nothing's impossible with God.
You're not a puppet with strings tied to you.
God loves you and me, Davy, no matter how much trouble we cause him.
Impossible. God let me do it. That's impossible. Nothing's impossible with God. That's impossible.
You're not a puppet with strings tied to you.
That's impossible. Nothing's impossible with God.
God loves you and me, Davy, no matter how much trouble we cause him.
God let me do it.
Two or three more times.
War is hell.
All right, run it again.
You're so funny when you're sexually frustrated.
I'm funny enough to kick you upside the butt. I said fine, and I ain't kidding.
One does not say ain't, Albert. Simply say I'm not kidding.
Fine, dog meat. And stop calling me Albert.
Now, you would stone a poor defenseless animal, wouldn't you? Yes, I can tell that you would. I can tell by your short breath and your disgusting, aggressive behavior that you would. And that's because you're not a nice person, Albert. You're not a nice person at all. I gawk at you when you're working. I'll locate a female if there is one. You go look for food. Female person within my range, sir. I have sniffed and I have cast and I have a negative reading. However, I'd be delighted to tell you a suggestive story if you think that would help.
Pass, fuzzy butt.
well, I still don't like Coco, but I guess I like the loving part.
Freight cars.
Blue ones, green ones, and red ones. Most of them are red.
There are a lot of orange ones.
But more red ones.
The orange ones are refrigerator cars. Like that one there.
Davy, don't! The train might move.
I'll be careful. There's no engine connected to them.
Davy Hanson, I won't stay here if you don't come back right away.
I smell bananas. Yummy. I wish they'd drop some bananas. There's one.
Train.
He crawled into a refrigerator car and the door slammed shut on him.
Oh, oh my. Oh, oh, oh my.
Which car, Sally?
It's gone.
Let someone know I'm in here. I can't write a note. I can't signal anyone. I'm all alone.
Somebody's attention there.
God is everywhere.
first. I'll be an outfielder. Can Goliath be catcher for me?
That's what you think, brother.
Oh, we need Goliath in the outfield.
Now promise me you won't move.
Okay, Phil.
You moved, didn't you?
Anytime, Davy. It's a foul.
Oh, too bad, Goliath.
You know what? I'm the hero.
Thanks, Goliath. Come on, let's go look for it.
Davy, help! There's a horrible monster. He's going to bite me and gobble me up.
Hello, are you happy people?
Some monster.
Okay.
You know what? You moved, didn't you?
Boy, Goliath. You can bat next, Sally.
Samoset. No hurt, pale face.
No. He speaks English.
A little.
Well, hello.
You pilgrims? Many pilgrims die, strange sickness.
Many.
Many Indians die, same sickness. 12 moons ago.
We're sorry.
Indians help pilgrims. First, take you home before storm comes.
Probably under some shelter.
Do you think Indians?
I hope not.
I'll look up on the ridge.
I'm
Uncle Ed, Aunt Ann.
Uncle Ed, Aunt Ann.
It's no use. They must be looking for us.
What do we do, Henry?
Wait, I guess.
A funny thing about regret is that it's better to regret something you have done than to regret something you haven't done. And by the way, if you see your mom this weekend, would you be sure and tell her...
God?
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 God? God?
God?
God?
God?
God? God. God. God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God. God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God. God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God. God.
God.
God. God.
God.
God. God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God.
God. God.
God.
God.
God.
Just think. Silver in here. Gold, maybe. A whole treasure, maybe. Golly.
Golly.
It says danger, Davy. Let's go back.
Why?
Danger.
Don't be an old scaredy cat.
Who's a cat? Who's scared?
Then come on. It's the car they carried the silver ore in. Everything's falling down. Let's go back.
Not me. I see light ahead.
That'd have been all of it for you. Right?
Now get the dramatic catch out of your voice and tell me how she's going to carry her share of the load up here. Tell me how we're going to fight her.
All right, okay, okay. Just don't hang her.
Harangue, not hang her.
I don't care whatever the hell it is. You just knock off the crap and we can forget the whole stinking...
Well, maybe we should, you simple dumb putz.
What the hell's a putz? What's a putz? Is that something bad? I bet it is. It's something bad. I'll tell you, you better watch your stinking mouth or I'm going to kick you in the butt.
Here's where we go down, down, down into the mine. Not me.
Not me.
We don't have to go all the way to the bottom. There's a tunnel right there, see? I bet there's treasure in that very one.
But the sign said danger.
I don't care what the sign said. I can do what I want.
Don't mean she can't go with us. I told you she was no good.
Okay, okay. I just don't like being made to feel guilty. I'm gonna do right by you.
I'd hardly recommend that, considering there's several very knowledgeable solos around town who'd be delighted to work with an accomplished female provider like myself.
I also don't like being threatened.
It's not a threat, that's a fact.
No, that's a good way to get that other leg broke.
Don't take your petty frustrations out of me, Albert. I locate females. I don't guarantee their behavior.
The hell's that?
How should I know?
Well, smell it.
Probably an ID of some kind she used to get out of the down under. Oh, now we're in a big hurry, huh? Now, you listened to me last night instead of... Wait a minute. You're not thinking of following that... You listen to me, Albert. You'll get killed out there. Albert, you come back here. You idiot, you can't go down there. You...
bruise your ego, there's no reason to become a careless juvenile. You stop this instant, Albert.
Dick. Egg sucker.
Oh, all right. Dick, please, now. Please stop a minute, please. I don't know what to say there, how to make you understand. You're not thinking clearly. You can't go down there and ever hope to come back. And she knows it. Down under, hate Solos. Enough rover packs have raided down there and raped their women and stolen their food. And they'll tear the defenses up and they'll catch you and they'll kill
what
you.
What the hell do you care? You're always saying you'd be better off without me anyway.
Oh, forget about her, Vic. Let her go. Let's look for over the hill. Or if you're tired of me, find another partner somewhere. But whatever you do, don't follow her down there.
I'm going down. Davey.
Davey.
I bet you there's silver and diamonds and rubies and danger. And sapphires and emeralds and danger, Davy. And a king's ransom.
And fool's gold.
You can't get a bluebird. A red bird will...
that young anymore. And I'll miss you, Big. I'll really miss you.
Well, I'll try to get back as quick as I can. Will you wait?
For a while. Then over the hill.
Yourself.
Do my best.
I'll catch up with you.
Sure.
said.
But the sign said danger.
I don't care what the sign says.
It says danger, Daisy.
I don't care what the sign says.
Everything's falling down.
I don't care what the sign says.
But the sign said danger.
Let's go back.
Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Let's go back. Everything's falling down.
It says danger, baby.
Everything's falling down.
But the sign said danger.
Everything's falling down.
It says danger, baby.
Everything's falling down.
But the sign said danger.
Everything's falling down.
Maybe he'll look for us in the fun house.
Who are you, friend?
Just a little while ago.
Thanks.
Look, let's take a spin on the flying saucer.
Wish Dad was here.
Everybody ready? Here we go. You're on your own.
Let's go.
Gee, Dad, I thought you'd never find me. It sure feels good to be back together.
God takes good care of us.
Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be. Like a pig farm, like a seahorse, like a graveyard, like a moron, like a girlfriend, like a tissue, like a cardboard, like a brick wall, like a dream waiting to be.
Your work is done. Join us on the other side.
What's that?
Nothing.
Father! Wait!
worry, darling. It's not the end of the world.
Been watching Davy and Goliath here at Midnight Matinee. Many thanks to Dan Hollis for finding tapes for me. Derek Tague helped me put that thing together. We've been listening, of course, to the Butthole Surfers. What else? Future films in past weeks. Presently, this is WFMU East Orange, and you will now stay tuned.
Mm-hmm.